morning and welcome. Before the apologies, in the welcoming, let me just indicate this, that in view of the fact that we are deployed variously by our parties to participate in the mini plenaries, members are busy writing their speeches and monitoring the drafting thereof and all of those kind of things, and it really keeps them very, very busy. I have been alerted to this kind of agency by two honorable members here. Honorable Raphuti is debating this afternoon. Honorable Mpumlwana is debating this afternoon. Honorable Maila is also debating. So it is my wish that we should do this work very expeditiously and release them in good time so that they can make all the necessary references and all the checking of details. And with that, again, let's deal with the housekeeping matters, apologies that is recording.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have three apologies. One from Omo Mokhala, but he's in Spain on party business, and the second one is from Honorable Kalyan, she's at the Pan-African Parliament. And the third one is from Honorable Beckman. He's attending other meetings. And they've also made a note, Chair, that they reserve their right to vote otherwise on the report.
Where is the note?
It's on email, Chair.
Yeah, we must see it.
Okay.
But that's a party right in any case. But because that's what they would have said here in any case. So Masmayo, if the record is almost right. Any other apologies? The apologies are noted and accepted. under adoption of the agenda, there is one item. One item. And members will remember that last week we had a presentation by Dr. Philani Mthembu, after which there was a presentation by the department. And of course, the presentation or analysis by Dr. Mthembu was very thorough and very comprehensive. And then the department came in to make a presentation. Now, all of those are very ably captured here. Sister Neo, were you the one finalizing the draft? You've done a good work. At least up to I went to up to a certain page. Let me see how far I can congratulate you. No, there's a red pen where I went. I went up to page 18. The rest I didn't, just to be honest. The up to page 18, I think there's good work that has been done. A lot of detail has been captured as far as I'm concerned. Thank you very much. So, colleagues, we have then said the committee secretary must send the reports to you. Of course, I picked up mine, the other one, this morning from the vision hall. But already I also had this one, which was the old draft. And that means let us look at this report page by page. Let's see if it covers all the topics. The good thing about the report is that it forms the basis for our debate. For our debate next week on the 25th of May at 2 o'clock in
E249.
So, what is it clearly, my daughter? Oh, my mom. Okay. Can I hear you on the agenda? Any seconded by Honorable Dudley and Raphuti respectively. Thank you very much. I have not checked ukuthi how are we going to go through the report. Is the mail, were you going to run through it for us, or should I say to the members, page 1, page 2?
Yeah.
The Lupretum Popo.
Do we say adoption of the draft report or consideration and adoption? Because you are considering first and adopting. So that's correct, his report is recorded. Yeah. I think we should mention that we consider first and then adopted.
Yes. And in any case, the sentence formulation that we tell them and adoption. Yeah. Let's insert consideration and adoption of the draft budget vote report. We're not supposed to put vote 7 also. Maybe. Vote 6 also. I don't know. So the first part is dealing with the introduction, which is the usual stuff, is it 17 and 18 financial year, that's what it captures here, and the mandate of the department and other things that it deals with. Then, of course, you've got this expert presentation by Dr. Mkize. Mtembo. Is there anything that members picked up if they've been able to read the report? Not much. Honorable Lekota?
I may just mention that, you know, we grew up understanding that doctors are always, you know, with hemp, combed hair. For a considerable period, I was in doubt whether we have a doctor here. When I listen to the content, I gradually got convinced that it looks like
it's not like a doctor. Oh, it's not a doctor.
No, maybe.
Maybe.
We must educate our children. You know, look, if you want to give somebody food, it's important to put it in a dish that, first of all, when you look at the impression is it's very good food. You haven't tasted it. But if you take very good tasty food and you put it in a dish that when you look at it, you have doubts about it. It might then be poisoning in that dish. No, but you know, it's in the nature of things. What is called form and context? Form is the appearance, the first appearance. Look at an orange and look at the color of an orange. Before you taste it, the color tells you that please come here. This is very important. It's not for nothing that, you know, look at this suit here, see, and you look at this. Then you realize, even this must be, you know, people that know something. Form and quality. It's critical. You don't send, you want to send somebody to go and represent the country. Don't walk in there representing your country and looking like you slept with a young bitch under the bridge. I mentioned it, South Africa. Must cast itself in an image. And we have to talk to, somehow we have to find a way to communicate this kind of thing to the younger people of our country. And I just want to mention that because as a member of this community, I know we share this similar, generally we share this, but we have to communicate these things at some level. Maybe we must talk to the DG and say, look, man, it doesn't matter what the guy may do in general, but you are coming to present to the members of Parliament. Because tomorrow we have to send these people to go and the head missions and things. And we have to know that look, whatever they do in their private life, but when they go and represent South Africa, they will be like this. I can't preach more about that. No, I'm not saying it because that's my opening, because unless I'm being silent.
And 2020 can.
No, let me hold it up for a moment. I'll follow up in English. But
no,
I
wanted to respond to that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to not quite respond, make the same observation that you and I have a generational, a particular generational
gap.
Yeah, or time warp, whatever it is. I also grew up with a particular image of a teacher or a principal. And I'm a former school principal.
Mm.
One of the things was to enforce the discipline of a tie.
Yeah.
That's the tie, you know. I have looked at the teachers now and start to support that. They wear the kids at school, they wear a bobber.
Yeah.
And the hair style, they do what you were just saying about kids.
Okay.
About them came. I suspect you and I, there's very little we can do about it. And if you were to look at the lecturing staff now, how they dress, lecturing staff in my university in general, together with the teachers at high school, in fact, it's an in thing.
Mm.
Have you looked at it dress code here, Dr. Zone?
Mm.
Until you're told who to do doctor. He looks more or less like this one. Listen to the content is something else. So I think that's the way things are now. And as long as they don't become your sons in law, don't care. The ambassador of Germany, I met the ambassador of Germany, he's an artist. In fact, I didn't know, but you look like an artist. He said, I'm an artist, of course.
His hair
are politics. And he's a man, he's very tall, he's an ambassador. And he says he doesn't work behave like other ambassadors. He goes to the townships, he meets people, all the socializing. So what I'm trying to say, which is the style and dress sense Yaman University students now, including their teacher, for me, is something else. And ang mga lili po umabul ko sa pili. I hope we don't believe my name. Umamukay na naman yung laba kung gusto niya sa pera. Yes, mamay na
yung
of the record.
I want to also to check me if you are religious student.
Religious?
Yeah. Because normally people from the Rasta for you.
Yeah.
If you go to Jamaica, you find people like that. I'm going to say you can't have a relationship with Jamaica because the people in Jamaica are But I think the content also says a lot. In my mind, there's no doubt.
We have put up on Kwanyan. I hear that specifically from Kwanyan.
Oh, I've already got him Kwanyan. We can see that the player could take your seat. He has also got to know you. What are you going to say?
61 said, the old order, say the need to to me, and God will feed himself in one year. Yet one would cast it to call us to God. So it says to be your next seven years. This is why I'm saying this. Now there's evolution on the way. So you can't think that what you are doing can be done in the by what you I've been a nurse for 24 years. The daughters of my time, when I was still young, 18 years old, they have suits, and you can see that in the daughter. But now, or when I left 2009, daughters are wearing, it means the only thing is capable that she is really or she is really a daughter. Otherwise, there's nothing that shows that she is a daughter. So that's why I say, it will be very difficult that you think that you can change what is happening to me because of evolution. You go, we can't take it like that it can be done in one particular sector because it's all over the world, all the children are doing that and it's happening. And so they are right to do so. Thank you.
Because
that's
it.
Well,
the chairperson, I think you have often honorable order, but I think that Mina, at a personal level, I like what I saw because the dress are uniquely African. It's only African hair which can be where you can make dreadlocks. And then what is important is the is the content of what you're presenting. I know, as you say, Kumbeke, the teacher, in myself, all the teaching materials, I had to tell my principal why I was teaching this. No one. Tell me, when I do my experiment, the child is going to interfere with me because the child will go into the chemical, so I don't need... The principal was convinced. Why you have to charge me? As a result of the children, what you're going to get in the pipeline, the university. I was part of the group who really resisted. In fact, Honorable Costa commented last week, if I had to fix my child, he said, Costa, when you were away in the child, you're not treating the child properly. Because I don't like them, but I think that this is more African. No, I like it more African. And then must have different cultures. But what about Dr. Mtemu? Is that it's not even coming from their book. Their book cannot prescribe to NGOs what those people know, what must be the textbook. But I think what must be
the lecture,
what must be interested in is the content thereof. But the content which are raised, it shows the generational gap. As you said, you yourself know it. I forget stuff as the chairperson. I always look at this guy with the tie suit. Now when I get his book, I get a yell. I'm not free. Like I'm being colonized.
You want us to move on, but I feel like people express themselves, and it's important that people can express themselves in that way, otherwise other frustrations come. We're a country that wants to express our having embraced diversity. And so I think we have to be a bit brave there. Also, academics purpose to stretch their students' thinking. And if that man came in here, even if he normally dressed in a suit and tie, he probably thought he had to dress like that just to stretch, push us out of our paradigm so that we can have an open mind to what he's saying. So there's different strategy at play, and usually academics are not blind to that strategy. They kind of know what they're aiming at, what kind of response they want to draw out of people. And so sometimes rattling up is a good start.
I'm being told that we must close and before we will cut our conclusion. I just want to remind ourselves that the new generation of MPs that came here in 1994 actually unleashed a revolution in terms of transgender. From what they found were the dress code strictures imposed by Parliament then. Women must put on this, was written down, must wear this and this, and men it must be this. Yes, they changed this thing. But for that generation, 94 to 2014, the EFF did something else. So you can see that this thing is a generational gap. The Ambaranjan will always be surprised, hey, who are these ones? Yeah.
I know that I'm protecting my stakeholders, but I think I should at least solicit support for the of stakeholders I look for are people who want to, I mean, who are actually activists in foreign policy, and also people who believe in African matters. So most of them, when we come here, we see them with a different, totally different perspective. Because where they work, they are activists, and they don't want to, they don't necessarily want to comply to the norm of, you know, because they still think of this Eurocentric approach to things, and also Afrocentric approach to things. So you'll find them, most of them, when they come here, they don't necessarily wear a tie. And then those with their kind of, you know, dreadlocks are fashion, part of fashion. And it's something that I think the members will come across more often than not. But there will be people of content and people who will be assisting.
What are the last comments then?
Yeah.
But remember, you said that.
No, it's important, though.
Yeah.
At least we can have some common thinking about some of it. You know, comrade, you must not think it's because I'm conservative or me as a chicken are conservative. When he already referred to the dress code that was prescribed in Parliament when we came here. When I became the chairperson of the Council of Provinces, I put on Wayali Sulanga, you know, this is a traditional which is a flag of South Africa. And I asked for that blanket to be made like that, so that it's a flag of South Africa, but converting African Basotho tradition and wearing this blanket and wearing even Modianyewe, which is the head, which is called Modianyewe, because it's the head that the presiding officer, the king or the chief, would wear when he's presiding over a court case. And people would need evidence. And when he thought evidence was sufficient and he now had made a point, he would hold that top part there.
Why
it's called Mudiwanyo, which means the decider of the case, he would hold it there at the top.
Oh.
Yes. And everybody now knew that the chief or the presiding officer has now had sufficient evidence to make a decision. And then once he holds it like that, everybody goes dead quiet and he begins to deliver the judgment. So, as a presiding officer, the first chairperson of the Council of Provinces, I did this to convert a position of the presiding officer into the tradition of the people of our country. And that's why I did that. Now, it change. It's very important. Change must not discredit. It must enhance. So, how many of us know where the dreadlocks come from? Let me tell you, I must tell you, because I want to share this information. Dreadlocks, you see the Jamaica and all of that, Africans who were taken from here and enslaved there, the ones who worked in the countryside, called field niggers, they were kept like cattle, because if you're a slave, you are the property of your owner. They slept where the animals slept. There was no cutting of the hair and all of that. And most of them, because of the depressing condition of slavery, found this weed and they smoked dacha. So that to brighten their lives and all of that. Frankly, I'm telling you, that's where that thing comes from. And when you look at, even if you look at the dreadlocks, there's a tennis player from a German tennis player who says that when he plays with those things, dreadlocks, you can look at them, you will look like you really have not washed for years and years.
Okay.
We must not take things that dehumanize our people, that dehumanize our people, and make them that's what we wanted to be. It's a dehumanized condition in this region.
So we were on page 2. I was saying, is there anything we want to raise around? I think it deals more with the African region, the SADC, the tripartite free trade areas, the AU Peace and Security Council, and the self-reliance fund that Dr. Tembo was talking about. I think it's stuff like that. And of course, the last paragraph deals with Morocco. Anything there? We are fine. Okay, we'll be done by 10:30. Then page three still deal with Western Sahara, and therefore Morocco, and of course the Maghreb region. I'm happy that there is an explanation about what Maghreb means, or Maghreb. And then I think you also come across the peacekeeping missions in the continent in the second paragraph. The new BRICS Bank and the new Development Bank, a branch of the bank. You also get FOCAC there. You also get the North-South relations in this page. So among issues captured there. On page 4, issues around climate change. Well, they are inadequately captured here. If anyone wants to debate around this, you may need more depending on how much you want to focus. But they just passed through it. The Paris Agreement does appear there. Then you've got the ocean economy, IORA, and all of those Operation Pagisa are captured around this particular page. Our peacekeeping missions in the continent comes back again with, of course, our diplomacy of Ubuntu. Welcome, Khaya. You would remember something was said here, that when people were saying that we are not getting anything out of our missions, I think there was an explanation that, of course, our diplomacy is also to engage for Ubuntu-ness, not always for gain. Yes, you would Ubuntu-ness. But it's just a slight division. Yeah, and then of course you also get the SAQA here. We could engage the department. We could say something about the extent to which SAQA is assisting or not assisting. And then you also get the ARF in this page. ARF, which is supposed to migrate to SAQA. So you'll find this, including the diplomatic academy. So in this page, those are the issues that are covered. In the next page, which is page 5, you have the silencing of the guns, the 2020 vision in the continent. You also have SAFTA again. You also have Western Sahara. And then on the same page, you also have economic diplomacy.
Can I comment just on a word in the sixth line on that? Page 5.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be very critical, because critical is just critical. It can't be less critical or more critical.
Oh,
yeah. So we can take out the very.
Oh. is even of the it is line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
Very critical. Then in this page, then you have economic diplomacy or trade diplomacy. You remember the issues that we're raising about this, the importance of ensuring that there's something flowing into the country. I think it will also take into account intra-African trade. So those are the issues that are covered in this page. And then on...
Were you on what page when you were talking about
the... page 5, line number 6.
Yeah.
So there was very.
I see.
Okay. On in page 6, on the presentation, it's mainly what you'll pick there is the issue about the budget cut and the issues about downgrading. Those want to pick something about this. And the issues about South Africa's foreign policy objectives, I think they are covered here. The National Development Plan is also covered here. Yeah, amongst others. Those are issues that are covered in this page. Any comment? Makes our life a bit easy. And then page 7. You will come across Agenda 2063. And then, again, South Africa's foreign policy comes back again. The priorities, the imperatives. Again, it can be packaged with 2030 vision. From?
From my neighbor.
Well, in history they used to call them border wars. Now, is it with human beings? I don't know what it's called. because we are Eastern Cape, it should be frontier wars. Yeah, when they took our land here, they called them frontier wars. then. Operation Pakistan comes back again. But what I've picked up in this page, particularly the last one, is a blue economy, green economy, knowledge economy, which then brings in the SKA. I think for the debate is something that can also come in this page. Then there was a situational analysis covered in page 8. This part deals with the analysis of the global environment, all of the things, or many of the things that we see in the global environment, one of which is the collapse of the financial standing of many of the countries, which impacted on South Africa, which then led to budget cuts. So in other words, you've got that, and then it brings you to this. But of course, the budget cut, you'll find it in another page, but it galang up. So I think this is one matter that we can look at when we debate. In the next page, which is page 9, again, you find, but it's a very thin and not detailed characterization of how we see the rise of right-wing populism, ultra-right-wing nationalistic, as evidenced by the USA, also Netherlands, of course, didn't become government, France didn't become government. And the point is that a movement like that movement like that which reacts to what is given rise to by the new conditions, you'll come across that. And the national interest is also covered here, but it's just one line. So those who want to say something about national interest can see how much more they want to get into this. And it's very interesting that parties have a different understanding of what constitutes national interest. Then the Foreign Service Bill issue, that we have a bill before us and what it stands for, you'll also find it in this page. Comrade Kenya? I'm sorry. Honorable Kenya? Sorry.
I'm not going to talk about national interest, but I have an interest on the last paragraph that talks to ARF. I don't know whether it is enough to say South Africa's outgoing cooperation funding has been governed by the African Resistance.
Can you draw our attention to a specific case in paragraph?
I see case 9, the last paragraph. You are still on case 9, I mean.
Oh, the second line.
The first line. South Africa's outgoing cooperation funding.
Mm.
On page 9, the paragraph that talks to ERF. I don't know. It's not quite clear to me when we are talking about African Defence Fund and we are talking about SADPA. I thought that in this page something can be explained further to say what is going to happen in integration. What is going to happen about the integration of ARF to SADPA. To me, I think there's something that is supposed to is lacking here, just to check the integration, how is it done, and noting the establishment of this SADPA. I don't know, Jefferson.
Are you done?
Yeah, and that's...
No, SADPA is not there. It's not yet there. There's an intention to establish the SADPA. But now where the fund is housed is found under ARF. Amayila, you want to ask?
I think the explanation is in the next paragraph.
Oh, it's in the next paragraph. Can you? They say the explanation is in the next paragraph. Yeah. But we can pick it up, Tina, in our debate that each department is supposed to move from this side to the other side, but it has not yet gone there. Explanation is in the next paragraph. Then, of course, in this very page, you then come across the National Development Plan, Vision 2030. Again, BRICS come back. What I've picked up here is also the hiring of the COO, which is a product of the insistence by this committee that there must be a COO, and you get that. Then the audit outcomes also, you find this. Yes, it's the now senior. Are you senior?
Mm.
You should be senior. Then the organogram, the issue about the organogram, you also find it in this page. Anything? Then on page 11, mainly what we'll come across here is the medium-term expenditure framework, the METF, and then for 17 and 18. And that's where we will then see the whole thing about the asset about the foreign missions, the expenditure that we have there. I think they are all captured here, the number of the missions in the country. And then in the next page, it captures issues that come from the National Development Plan, and of course the SADC free trade area and South Africa's chairship thereof, and the countries that continue to experience, should I call, instability or lack of peace or civil strife or terrorism. I think a number of countries are captured around that in this page. And of course, the North-South relations comes back there. Yeah, those are the issues covered there. In the next page, which is 13, then you also come across AGOA there. And members can pick up what they think we get out of AGOA. But there's very little made here, except just the line. If you're going to get into this for a debate, you need more. The researcher needs to get you more made for this one. Again, the issues about terrorism and other things that I spoke about earlier on, the Tolagu page 13. Bamupumlwana, you wish to be released now. You can be.
Thank you,
Chair. Now, yeah. Nisa, you register, ne?
Thank you, Chair, for...
She is debating and But what depends on what is? Is there somebody typing for them now? Because Bamupumlwana, what's
the way of that? Earlier on, people started saying, okay, then put email, now you can read them. We are also debating. Okay, so let's go to the request to the recommendation.
Section 10.
Page 23. Now, you have observations there on page 28, 26, 27. Before the responses by the department. What I can say, without getting into detail about the observations, they actually assist when you're going to debate. Because you look at this observation, then when you're debating, you could say that the committee noted that such and such a thing has happened very well, or has not happened very well, or is happening very slowly.
No, Chair, one can speak of the observations. I think I'd have to commend the Secretariat of the Police. It's a true reflection of what transpired on that day. So that's why I really appreciate it. If there was over information on over, everything is there. That's why I say that part, let us take it, that is representing what is happening.
Thank you very much. The responses by the department are on page 29 under item 11 up to page 30, 11.5. up to 34, which covers 12. Now, again, this is good mix for our debate. For anyone who is going to debate, depending on the subject you want to concentrate on, this constitutes very, very good debate.
Now, the last part is committee recommendation. Now, the committee recommendation is applicable. But members would remember that you will pick two or three, that there was this matter and there is committee recommendation. So, we just mentioned to the center that we came to what the committee recommended. So, with that, because we want to release people, can I hear you on the report?
I'm moving for the adoption of the report with the recommendation. It's a true reflection, and really we want to applaud the Ofisiaga Mama Dito Dineo for doing a stealing work. Thank you. No, Ntate Luba. Thank you very much.
The danger of being young and the other person, you don't grow up. When you grow, they will grow. They are always older than you. So, for one another, but only them are allowed. No, it's not our kind. This one will go.
No, sir, I was just objecting.
Did we get a name of that debate, or did it go?
if there's any feedback on that, on the actions that we agreed to take on that report.
The previous one.
Yes, the previous one. That included the hearing of the NC4P. Have I got the name wrong?
the National Coalition for Palestine.
So there were some recommendations we made, and one of them was for a debate in the National Assembly.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if there was any feedback on that, and if we called for that, or what. I just haven't seen anything coming from
it. I don't think we've acted on that, but then we had a short recess,
sure.
And then please do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.